Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, today we'll continue on with Nat Bar Nat. In fact, we're not going to cover a lot of ground in Shulchan Aruch. I decided that we'll just spend the whole time on Nat Bar Nat today. And Mirtz Hashem, on Monday, what we'll do is we'll continue on with Ka'aro Shal Basar Shehutchu B'Yoruch Halav Siv Gimel, and then go to Tzadi Dalid of Nat Bar Nat and Tzadi Dalid, which is actually the most complicated parts of Nat Bar Nat. But today, B'siyata D'shmaya, we'll go through the classical issues that we began to touch on, but there were a few things that we touched on that we didn't finish at ourselves. So I want to make sure, B'siyata D'shmaya, we do that well and go through some and apply halacha lemaisa the classic cases of Nat Bar Nat before we get to Tochev Kaf that appears in Sadi Dalit, which wraps up more complicated cases in Nat Bar Nat. Okay. On your outline, we had spoken about five issues last time in what was Bas B'chol 21. So now in Bas B'chol 22, we have another nine issues, and then Mirtz Hashem to summarize. Okay, last time we had seen a shach, that the shach says that this that we learned, that Nat Bar Nat is mutter, B'di'evet, we're going to get back to the definition of B'di'evet as well. He says that doesn't apply to tzli. I didn't flesh out ad hasof what that means. We alluded to last time that tzli would be any time that you're not cooking. So then in such a case, in an instance where you fried the fish on a pan that was fleishiks, so then the halacha would be that even if it was mixed, the fish was mixed with milk, according to the shach, the halacha is that it's going to be usher. I mentioned to you that the Chachma Sadam is Mekel this time. I believe I photocopied it for you, that the Chachma Sadam doesn't mention anything about Sli as being usher b'dieved in Memches Aleph, although I do recall Rav Miller Shlita saying that the Minig in Eretz Yisrael was to be Machmir. The Pisrei Tshuva just spells out in Sifkatan Beis that means that you have to be careful in a case of Bishul of two things. Number one, that there are times that the water can vaporize, and so then you'll be stuck with a case that's not Bishul, but it'll be a case of Tzli, that's Aleph. Beis is, we said this also last time, that if the water itself is going to be Asr. So one should be careful for those Machmirim, in that instance. Okay. Last time we also said that the Ramah told us ubidyevin mutter b'chol inyan. So I want to point, just go a little deeper in that ubidyevin mutter b'chol inyan. Some of the things that we're going to do will be a repeat, but some of them are extremely important and very much halach lamaisa. What we did not emphasize last time is the context of the Ramah. Let's read over the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah again. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Beitzah shen espashu b'mayim b'kdeira, cholevis, but mutter losis osa b'toch ha'tarnagolos afilu chatchila, avol mnat in espashla b'kdeira im basar, v'afilu b'klipa, asar l'achla b'chkutach. The Ramah says, v'yesh machmirim b'tzliya u'bisho lesser no sein tam bar no sein tam. So the yesh machmirim of the Ramah that we discussed in detail last time, which is the sheet of the Rivan, is that even if it's not Barnat, Bishul is going to be usher. We explained last time that the potency of the tam is going to be stronger, and therefore the klishas hatam that you normally have not Barnat doesn't exist. The haminag lesser lechatchila. And then the Ramah says, and the minag is to say that it's usher lechatchila, ubidieved mutter b'chol inyin. So what's the minag lesser lechatchila going on? It's going on sliu Bishul. In other words, tzliu bishul, the minig is to aser it, but b'di'evet, if it happened that you did this, so then it's mutter b'chol inyan. Now, in terms of the definition of b'di'evet, they're really, as we said last time, but here I wrote it out on the outline a little bit more, I just spelled out the cases a little bit more clearly. There are two different forms, I wrote this out on the board last time, but now in words, there are two different forms of b'di'evet. One is a case of b'di'evet where you already cooked the fish in a fleishig pat. That's one case of b'di'evet. The other case of b'di'evet is where the fish that was cooked in the fleishig pat was already put into the kutach. So there are three opinions over here. Two cases, three opinions. The opinion of Chacham Avadia Zatzal that we mentioned last week is that you're allowed to do even more. You're allowed lechatchila to cook or to be elu to pasta or fish in the fleishig pat in order to mix it into the chalav. That didn't even make it onto the sheet. Why? Because that's not bidyevet. That's going to be lechatchila. Comes along the Pri Chadash, and the Pri Chadash doesn't go as far as Chacham Avadia, but the Pri Chadash, of course, goes with the Shulchan Aruch. And the Pri Chadash, by the way, he's quoted by the Mishpatzo Zav in Sifkatan Dalid. We're going to get to that later on. But the Pri Chadash is of the opinion that you're not allowed lechatchila to cook the fish in a pot in order to eat it with milk. That you're not allowed to do, but bidyeved, if the fish was cooked in that pot, then the Shulchan Aruch is going to hold that the halacha is that you're allowed to take the fish and mix it with the milk. That's the shita of the Pri Chadash bedas haShulchan Aruch. Comes along the Shach in Sifkatan Dalit, and this is what we had emphasized, Sifkatan Beis, excuse me, we had seen last time, Gimel, try again, Gimel, the Shach says, what we had said in regards to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Avol avashlan lechatchila b'kdeir shabasek de'elachlam kutach asar afilu b'mechaber." That's going to be asar according to the mechaber. But the opinion of the Shach is that when the Rama says b'di'eved, that means that it's going to be mutter if you already put the fish into the kutach. In other words, he says the Shulchan Aruch is going to be mekel in such in. To once it's been cooked in the pot, then you'll be allowed to eat it with the kutach. But the Shach says, bidyeved means more than that. Bidyeved means that it only what's going to be mutter is if it's already been cooked, if it's already been mixed with the kutach. However, to mix it with the kutach is going to be usher. Those are, if you will, two different cases of bidyeved. So there is a bidyeved according to Pri Chadash that's usher according to the... that is going to be us. There is a lechatchila that's going to be us according to the Pri Chadash Bedas HaShulchan Aruch, and a bidyeved that's going to be mutter. And according to the Shach, that bidyeved is a different bidyeved. That bidyeved means that the fish was already mixed with the kutach, then it's mutter. However, what's going to be usr for Ashkenazim according to the Shach, and we're going to see that almost everybody agrees with this, and is that if you have the fish that was already cooked in the fleishik kapat, it's still going to be usher. So the Shach tells us what that case of bidyeved is. There is one exception. I just want to finish everything off, Rabbi Yehuda, and then come to your question. There is one exception to this, and that is the Taz is, if you will, I think the Taz is meduyuk in the Rama. And the Taz could very well be the Shach. I'd like to hear what you have to say, but it could be the Shach agrees with the Taz on this point. The Taz and Sifkat and Dalid comes back to, if you will, my diuk that we made in the Rama. The Rama's avahaminik lasa lechatchilo ubidyeved mutter b'chol inyan is going on the words yesh machmirim b'tzliya ubishel. He's going on those words. Tzliya ubishel is going to be aser lechatchila and bidyeved is going to be mutter. So the Taz, Natan and I and Moshe hashed this out. The Taz will agree probably with the Shach that the halacha is that it's going to be aser to mix it with the chutach if it's going to be mivushal or tzli. However, the Taz points out that the Rama's words was only by tzli and bishal. It was not on ha'alah. It was not on ha'alah. So take a look at the Taz, Sifkat and Dalet. This Taz we didn't do last time. The Taz in Sifkat and Dalet, he says, umemela ledidan, about two lines in, umemela ledidan she'anu machmirim bebishol lakol apachos ba'alu mutter kein lechatchila. If it's alu, in other words, if you put the hot fish onto the cold plate, or you put the hot plate that's cold on the hot plate, so then in such a case, that would be a case of alu. That's not bishol or tzli. Then it's going to be mutter to eat it with a kutach. So we didn't get to that Taz, but that Taz is very important to emphasize. And the Taz repeats that a few times, that the din lechatchila is that it's going to be mutter in the case of olah. Why? Meduyak in the Ramah. The Ramah was talking about a case of tzli and bishul. He wasn't talking about olu. And presumably the Shach will agree with this as well. So it comes out quite neat. Their only dissenting view is Chacham Avadya's. Aside from that, you have the Shach and the Pri Chodesh agree b'das ha-mechaber, until we get to Prima Gadim. But the Shach and the Prima Chodesh agree within the mechaber that you're not allowed l'chatchila to start cooking the pasta to eat it with the cheese. The case that's mutter according to the mechaber is once that everybody agrees that according to the mechaber, once the pasta has been cooked in the fleishik de kapat, then you're allowed l'chatchila to eat it with cheese. The Ramah is going to disagree with that. The Ramah says you're not allowed to eat it with cheese. And the Shach says the only case that's going to be mutter according to the Ramah is if it was already mixed with the cheese. If it was already mixed with the cheese, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. The Taz just adds that chumrah that the Shach spelled out within the Ramah is only in the case of Bishul, is not in the case of Olu, and when it comes to halacha of Olu, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter, gishmak. Okay, that's what emerges. However, there is an interesting prima gadim over here that gets us back to the lumdus. So, if you take a look in Sifkat and Dal in the Mishpat Zozov, towards the end, he quotes a Minchas Kohen. The Minchas Kohen, it seems to me, come over to tell me now, or come over to me in the Beis Medrash if you think that I'm not correct about this, but it seems to me the Minchas Kohen is essentially the Shita of the Shach. Interestingly, he quoted in the name of the Minchas Kohen. By the way, Minchas Kohen is a fantastic, fantastic sefer. He's a tremendous malakate of the Shitas HaRishonim. When I was learning Issa V'Hetta the first time, I found him very, very, very helpful in terms of going of being malakate, you know, a gadol b'Torah being malakate, not just today's Likutim, but which are fantastic as well. But someone who is from he's on the border of the Rishonim. I found his Likut really, really fantastic. And I found in the YU library, it's probably still there, no one uses it anymore, in our yeshiva's library in New York, someone put out a table, basically the whole Sefer Minchas Kohen in like a flow chart in tables. He summarized, and I found that very, very helpful. Okay. The Mishpat Zozov in Kosav HaMinchas Kohen says as follows. In Bishlan Tchila B'Kli Cholev, Al Das Lechel and Basar, Asa Lechel and Basar. Pri Chadash Kosav Delo Havi El Archaka Be'alma Vishari. So Pri Chadash is Mekel. Mashma, now it's Mashma within the Minchas Yaakov, Di Nosna B'Kut Acho Be'Basar, Af HaMinchas Kohen Yodah Deshari. If it was already put into the pasta that was cooked in the fleshy kapab was put into the cheese, it's mutter. V'litz arachiyun. So the Prima Gadim has a fascinating question in Lamdus. So that we agreed with, that the Minchas Kohen is going to be like the Shach, that says that b'di'evit, it was put with the kutach, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Yes, Yitzhak?
They added, but they're talking about when you cooked it originally, put it with cheese.
Aha, nachon.
You did that and then you put it.
Right.
Did we say
so you're pointing out that the Minchas Kohen, he said in Bishlan Tchila B'Klei Cholav Adas Lechol, it's also Lechol and Basar, but if it happened B'di'evit, what would the Shach say in that case? I think he would say it would be okay. No, let's say it happened B'di'avad. In other words, it's an in-between case. You're right for stopping me. It's an in-between case. The Chura, he's talking about a case that you originally intended,
which is wrong,
and then it was put, and then it mixed it. So it.
Agree, but the only question is what he thinks in a case where you cooked it without intention.
Right.
But it's not clear what he thinks.
Right. Correct. It's a little bit. Right. Correct. So the Shach in theory could agree. He could agree. It's not clear. Okay. I'm a Kabbal. It's a good point. Okay, let's go on. V'litzar achiyun. And by the way, you have to say your point, as we're about to see. Dinat barnat im nemer mashu vada yesh eletam kolosh batalhu. In Cain, he says that, how does not barnat work? that there's a tam mashu, it doesn't entirely disappear, but it's batal. Im kein kim de chazim begemar dagum sha'alu mashma di evet kifi avanas minchas kon shar poskim. Im kein have kim evatel isa lechatchila. He says the problem should be that you're being mevatel isa lechatchila va'afilu nasna bekutach havelein lemesar. He says if it was put into the kutach, then in such a case you should be in violation of ein mevatlin isa lechatchila. Bishleima bishlo shelo al daze. If he didn't cook it with that intention, kfar huklish betamo bedogim sula ve'achakach mevatel isa. If that wasn't your intention at all, so then it wouldn't be a problem of Eim Vatlis or Chatchila. V'ayim Pritar. So the Prima Gadim comes out and says, this that we learned that the halacha is, that if you cook the pasta in the pot, and then in such a case, it's going to be mutter if it's mixed with the cheese, what happened if it accidentally got mixed into the cheese when you had originally intended to cook in the pot? Or you had cooked in the pot intentionally, and then you had mixed it with the cheese. Someone had mixed in the cheese. The Shaila, the best way to say the Prima Gadim Shaila is what happens if someone told you, they thought it was mutter, and now they come to you and they say it's mixed with the cheese. In other words, they cooked the pasta in the pot, and it was mixed with cheese, and now the Shaila comes to you, is it mutter? So, l'chura, it's not barnat, and because we learned that the halacha is that b'dieved it's mutter. So it comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says, no, there's a problem of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila. So if this person, that was their intention right off the bat, so then the halacha would be Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila, and it would be problematic. And therefore, it sounds like he's coming out that the halacha is that it's going to be Aser. So I just want to add the obvious in Lamdus, and that is that this Prima Gadim is assuming one side of what we had learned from the Rosh Yosef, that we were choker previously, how does not barnat work? Does not barnat work that by the time it gets to the cheese, there isn't going to be any tam at all? Or it's going to be bottle? So Prima Gadim is saying that he thinks that the tam is there, it's just that it's bottle. And if that's so, he has a problem of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila. But if you say that there's no tam at all when it gets there, then it would not be a shaila at all. So that would be a nafkamina in that chakira that we had earlier on. The nafkamina, other nafkamina we had given was chametz bePesach. Yehuda, you had a question before. Yeah.
I had a question before, but nobody answered it. Okay. Now I'll just ask a different question.
So maybe I should just go on and then we'll answer it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
And therefore, b'diyeved, it's going to be usher.
Right.
Is that like a knas?
Yes. Yes, so that's a knas.
In our case of where you didn't even know the halacha, would we even apply the knas? Meaning, that case, we wouldn't say it's usur, because there's no knas on something we didn't know about.
Not necessarily, because if your intention was to mix it with the milchiks, so then in such a case, that would be that you wanted to be mevatel yisr. It could be that your cheshbon wasn't based on that I know that the yisr is going to be batel, but your cheshbon was that it's mutter. How is it mutter? The only way it was mutter is through bittel. And we do have to discuss Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila when we get to Hilchos Taruvos, Mirtz Hashem. We'll touch on that. And actually, at the end of this year, we'll do some exciting things from OU Dairy that will get involved, that we'll have to touch on a little bit more of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chatchila that's relevant to that. Okay. The Ramah continues. And the Ramah says, V'dafka lechol im hacholav im cholav abosar atzmai. The Isra of Nat Barnat, L'chatchila, is only if you've cooked the fish in the fleishiga pot and then you want to eat it with milk. Aval, litna b'klishem, but if you're going to put it on a milchiga dish, mutter l'chatchila, then that's going to be mutter, v'chei nagu, and so therefore one is allowed to. So bottom line, one is allowed to take the fish that's cooked in the pot and put it on a dairy dish. We also mentioned that mefurish, we looked it up last time, that the halacha is that if you've eaten the fish in the fleishiga pot, you're not considered fleishik, that you need to wait. We saw that earlier in Peites. V'chein, im lo nispashol nitzel t'chila, rak olu b'klisha basar, mutter la'achlan im chalav atzma. Similarly, if you didn't cook, but it was just olu al'klisha basar, that you put it on the klisha basar, then the halacha is you're allowed to eat it with the chalav itself. V'chein lehepach, and the same, of course, in the opposite direction. V'chein, continues the Rama, im hoya aklish and espasha o nitzlo bo lefgam, shelo hoya ben yomo, then noagin heter lechatchila le'achlon im hamin hasheni. The halacha is that if you have a fleshik pat, but it's an eino ben yomo, so then in such a case, you're allowed to eat the fish with milchik. So you're going to get this shayla often. The shayla will be, am I allowed to cook fish in a pot to eat with, I'm going to eat the fish with milchik. So what emerges from this Rama is you now have to ask the following question. Is the pot a ben yomo pot or is it not a ben yomo pot? So if it's not a ben yomo pot, so then the halacha is that yes, it's going to be mutter. Now what is going to be mutter? So that here you have a chachmas adam. If you take a look at the chachmas adam, it's not mefurish. Maybe there are diyukim in the shach, but it's not mefurish in the taz in the shach, as far as I know, about what the halacha would be. Whether you could do this lechatchila. Says the Chachmas Adam, the whole simen that, I'm adding words to the Chachmas Adam, but the whole simen over here we were talking about was bidyevet, was not lechatchila. In other words, it was alu. It was that it had already happened. So, just like most don't accept Chacham Avadya Shita, that you're allowed to cook, that the Shulchan Aruch was ever matir, cooking fish, or pasta in a fleshig pat with the intention to eat with chalav, so the Rama is not talking about that you were starting out cooking it in the pot with the intention to eat it with chalav. He's talking bidyavad. It already happened. It was aluv or bishlo. Then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. The nafkamina is, if the person is calling you up and asking, am I allowed to do this lichatchila? Then the answer might still be no, even according to the Rama. V'kach pasak, I'd love to hear your rayas for this in the Shach and Taz, but let's take a look first and see the bottom line. By the way, the Chachmas Adam Kedarka B'Kodesh is fantastic. I highly encourage you to read it in Memches Aleph and Beis. In our modern world, contemporary world, I should say. Modern has another connotation. In our contemporary world, I'm actually going to read for you Halach L'Maisa from a different sefer. But definitely for yourselves, the Chachmas Adam is fantastic. But let's just see. Siv Beis says the Chachmas Adam. Mahaya Aklishin is special by Eina Ben Yoyim Mutal Achla B'Chala Afilu L'Didon. The halacha is that even Didon or Ashkenazim, if it was cooked, the fish was cooked in a fleshig pot, that's going to be mutter tea with milchik. Avol also lechatchila levashel b'kli she'ena ben yomo kidei le'achla b'chalav the nosin tan lefkam also lechatchila. Still, nosin tan lefkam is also lechatchila. So his practical example is that you heated up water in a fleshiga pot. So then in such a case, if it was a ben yomo, it'll be usur to mix it with bread that you're going to eat with milk. But if it was an eino ben yomo and it was already done, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Another example that he gives is coffee. That was contemporary then as well. The end of Sif Katan Beis, if you take a look on the next page. My wife will enjoy this, that when it came to the bread part, I didn't underline, but when it came to the coffee part, I underlined. Okay. The end of Sif Beis, it says, Umayim shenis bashel b'kli basar, she'ena ben yomo, nirali demutal avashel bo kafev lishtos im chalav. So if you have water that was cooked up in an Eina Ben Yomo pot, it was cooked up, then in such a case, halacha is that it's going to be mutter to use for coffee. So that is the application of this din. So it's not mefurish, as far as I know, on our page in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rama is talking about lichatchila b'diyeved, but the Chachmas Adam is quite clear. Now, we are going to see that the Chachmas Adam is mekel in cases of makom hatzorech. So let me show that to you already in the Chachmas Adam. Two lines from the bottom. on still on page Kuf Samaches, the Chachma Salam says, "V'nirli de me'enlo klei acher lechamim boy yesh lismoch lahatel lolish ben filachatchila kima diga tarti nosin talif gam not barnat." So if you're stuck and you have no other pot to make milchiks, and the only pot that you have is an Einu Ben Yom of Fleishiks, so you're not allowed to cook your milchiks inside. But if you have also a Nat Bar Nat, remember that Nat Bar Nat by Bishul L'chura is Mutter. We just have this Chumra. So those two things, in a Mokom Atzorech, the Chachmas Adam is Mekel. So if you didn't have any pot, and you were making Challah for Shabbos, and for some reason you were having milchiks on Shabbos lunch, so, and you would be eating milchiks with it, that would be enough of a reason to be makel according to the Chachmas Adam. But of course, that's different than the general rule of not bar, of no sein tam lefgam. But it's a tziruf of no sein tam lefgam with bishul of not bar not. Okay, Yitzchak's probably laughing away at us. We'll get stuck in all these problems. Yeah, for him it was already mutter a long time ago. Yeah, go ahead.
Is everyone machmir on the Einu Ben Yomo thing? Because the Gra is...
Oh, I wanted to say the Gra. By the way, just for the record, I added the Gra this time around to the Mar Mekomos, where I was supposed to. Maybe it's written in my hand. Oh, very good. So you reminded me that it was in my hand version, and I didn't put it in. It was on my hand version. Yes, I wanted to discuss the Gra. Thank you so much. It says the Gra, then you'll tell me you're Osafa. So the Gra just explains and says as follows. He says, on V'cheinim Haya, he says, V'af b'kdeira ein isle chatchina she'en basiyoma, elu mishum gzer atu basiyoma. So the whole Isser, says the Gra, of Einu Ben Yomo is just a gzera. Einu Ben Yomo atu Ben Yomo, mashe'en ken kan daf Ben Yomo mutter midina. He says, Medina, the halacha is what we're makel. That there's this important gra in of itself, because the gra is saying that really, 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 Yitzchak is right, the gra says. That really, the halacha is that not barnat is mutter even by bishul. We Ashkenazim are machmir. But if you put together the fact that Einu Ben Yomo is only a gzera, so if you will, the gra seems to be saying it's something like a double gzera. That's what he's saying. So what do you want to say, Reb Tzvi? What do you want to add to that?
What would the response be? Because it sounds like pretty sound. Meaning, the Chacham Sadam doesn't deal with it. That seems like pretty sound logic.
And so, therefore, you're saying that should be lechat. That should be.
We could be.
No, so I think his vort is going to be that the whole heter of not bar not itself is a heter of bidyevet. That would be the lamdas. The whole heter of not bar not is a heter of im olu. So it's only im nispashlu. In other words, we're machmir. At the end of the day, we're machmir. So what the Gra is saying is, if you could be mitzaref another kula together, but which kulas are we being mitzaref? We're being mitzaref the kula of bishul, which is that kula of bishul is v'horaya, the mechaber himself is machmir by bishul lechatchila. Right, the mechaber himself is machmir bishul lechatchila. So what the Gra is saying is that it's a double gzera. You wanted to go a step further and say, well, since each one of them are mi'ikr d'dina mutter, but the mechaber himself, according to the shach, is going to be machmir. I guess Chacham Avadia would be a nafkamina. No, as for Chacham Avadia, then it could be that he would hold that lechatchila. That would be for sure. He would hold
he's
that.
Not
that yeah, that's not. He's right. Ben Yom also.
He's not arguing the fact that it's mi'ikr d'dina mutter. Meaning the Shulchanarach in a Chanami, Machaber
right.
Machmir
right.
On a specific case where you have Kavan,
right.
But Lukola Deos Mekra Din, it's Mekra. Meaning the Gra's idea that
Mekra the Din, but the question is where do you draw the line in the Chumra where you don't? So he's saying by the Trey Gzera you are going to, but what will the Trey Gzera be? Trey Gzera will only be in Bishlo. But I what you're saying is not silly, for sure not. I don't think you could bring a raya that the Gra would be makel lechatchila. I don't think you could bring a raya for that. Because the construct that the Gra is working with is only a bidyevet construct. So the Gra lechura is only saying trei gzera in that case.
He's yeah. quoted as being
makel. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You found someone who said that? Okay, thank you.
The Ba'der
Shulchan says that? Yashikoch. Okay, I was not aware. Thank you. Anybody have the Badei HaShulchan here? Okay. Beautiful. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. I had actually added the Gra over here, but I didn't shteltsu that idea that he wants to say that the Gra is going to be Mekel even Lechatfila. Wow. And that's against his Mechutin. The Chachma Sadim used to like to say that he was a Mechutin with the Gra. It was the Gra's grandchild with one of the Chachma Sadim's. So, okay, it's not often that you have Machlokas Chachma Sadim Gra, but okay. That's a good Ha'ara. Yeah.
The halacha lemaisa, after Shabbos Friday night, we could bring the Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
When we make coffee for the, you could bring even the coffee mugs that you use during the week. Because the chayav, you didn't use it that day for milk.
Yeah.
And even if you use it that day,
yeah.
You don't need to have separate mugs. You could use them like after Shabbos meal. You could bring the mugs.
Nachon. I think the only concern is that if it's going to spill on things, but if it's after the meal, then yeah. Yeah.
But you have to put milk directly into.
Can't,
no, he's saying tea. He's talking about tea. He's drinking tea. You're tea.
Yeah, you're not drinking milk.
That's the problem.
Right, now, I put always people magic.
There are people who are machmer for that, but that's a... It's only a gzera d'alma. It's not...
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I just know that after Friday night meals, no one ever uses the cups.
And Chanami, based on what we've learned, it's for sure mutter. It's for sure mutter. Okay. Of course, it needs to be pointed out. You know, before what needs to be pointed out, let's just finish the words of Rama. The Rama says, "V'kol zeh kishamachal ein adavar charif, avol mhoi adavar charif, kigon shebishlo dvarim charifim b'kli shel basar, afil einu ben yomo, o shedachu tavlin b'baduch shel basar." Some change the girsa here to imbishlo, Bichalav, also Rafil Bidiyev. It probably makes sense to Vamevin Yavin to switch to Bishla. So the halacha is that Davar Harif is an exception to this rule. So everything that we've learned of the Heter of Nat Barnat, Mir Tashem, we're going to see as well in the Mechaber and Tzadi Vav Gimel, is that this does not apply when it's a Davar Harif. Dahainu, that if you cooked Dvarim Harifim in a Klisha Basar, even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat it with chalav, and if it's going to get mixed with chalav, so then it's going to be usur to eat. So that's a very, very important exception. And Emir Tzashem, we're going to get to that exception later. Okay. Of course, we need to spell out that the definition of bishul needs to be tightened a little. Dahainu, that the definition of bishul is not only when you cooked in water, but also if you have both a hot dish and a hot fish, so then in such a case, then that will actually not be alu, but that will be tzli. That will be mamish shaylev tzli. So the only time we're going to be makel by alu is if one of the two is cold, as I alluded to before. Finally, I just want to share with you a fantastic sefer, and we're going to, at the end, we'll go through. I find that the most difficult sugyas, in terms of being mesader halacha lemaisa, is there are other svarim that are fantastic for other things, but in terms of the dafka, the cases when it really, really difficult in terms of getting lemaisa, Rav Pfeiffer, who was a rav in South Africa, if you see Kitzer Shulchan Aruch quoted, it's not Rav Gansfried, the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, but it's Rav Pfeiffer, who is a rav in South Africa. He put out a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch on Yoredeya. It's not written, the format is not an attractive format. It would never sell today. But in terms of what he does there, it's the actual tochen is very, very good. So one more example of bishul, if you take a look, it's in the back of your packet. Vav Yud. We're going to go through actually most of it bli neder. But just if you take a look at Vav Yud, he says, "V'kol zeh im amaychol parva nispashol nichpash b'sir chalavi o b'sari, avlam samu l'mashol tapuche adama rotchim shenispashol b'sir parva al tzalachat chalavit tzonenet." So he gives the following example. If you have potatoes that are hot, that were put on a milchik dish, o tapuche adama tzonenet tzalachat chalavit roseches, afilu Rashi mutu la'achlo tapuche adama elu in basar mamish. So this is a very, very good example of the halacha of alu. And that is, if the dish was cold or the potatoes were cold, better example would be that the dish was cold. So this happens all the time. You have a potato that was put on a milchik dikka dish, so then that's already bidyeved. So then the halacha is, then you're allowed to eat that potato with fleishik mamish. Why? Kivan she'ena bliya mehem gedol kol kach mo bishul. Then in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. And then he adds, amnam lechatchila in lasos came, but you shouldn't do that lechatchila. So that's a very good example of really crunching the difference between bishlu and alu, and where he emphasizes what I told you about cold, the double cold versus double hot versus one cold and one hot. Of course, Rabosai, all of this does not apply to isurim. The entire heter that we have over here is not barnat of heter, that you have the fish that's absorbing the tam from the basar pot. However, if you have fish that was cooked in an iser pot, and then that fish is then cooked with something else, so then that would be not barnat di isura, and that we're machmir on. So that is mefurish in the Rishonim. The Ran says in Daf Mem Aleph and Dape Arif, the Kosa B'Sefer HaTruma, Taurus Habayis writes it in Beis Gimel, Shar Dalid, Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. And the Svara that both of them give is, as I quoted on the cover page, is that the heter of Basar B'Chalav is that by the time the Chalav goes in to the Basar, it already is Niklash. It's already weakened. However, when it comes to Isurim, the Isur Shebo Lo Parach, the Isur is still there. So even though it's Niklash, it's not enough to create Basar B'Chalav, but it's enough to be considered substantive to for the Isur to remain. Vamevin Yavin, you're going to have then three different levels. You're going to have those who say that when it comes to Nat Bar Nat, that by the time it gets into the pasta, it gets into the kutach, then the chalav, there's no basar there whatsoever in terms of being able to give any, there's no significant tam whatsoever to be able to give off into the chalav. Or it does give off tam, but that tam is going to be bottled. But there's got to be some type of tam. In other words, because not barnat the yisura is asr, so there's got to be some type of tam. It's just a question of whether the tam wasn't chashuv at all in terms of creating basar b'chalav, or it was chashuv, but it was bottled. But there is some type of tam. That everybody would agree. That's the way the Rishonim seem to say it. Interestingly, the Yad Yehuda suggests that's a din hayotze min ha'asar asar. And you could do a chabura on that, that what the nafkaminas would be. The Yad Yehuda say it's a different din. The Gemara in Bechoros tells us hayotze min ha'asar is asar, so that not barnat the Yisura is some type of din, hayotze min ha'asar asar. Does that mean that's only a din derabanan, not deraisan, according to other Rishonim?
How far do you take that? Everything in the world because of that.
We'd prefer not to. I mean, maybe if we were able to matter everything in the world, then.
At a certain point, we'll right. Trees, you know.
Right. So, ain't a chanami.
Some trees and everything.
Right. And when you have, especially with chemicals and synthetics and so on, that's an interesting question. Just throwing it out there that the Rishonim seem to say it's Niklash Hatam, but not Barnaz Aser, while the Yad Yehuda is Mechadesh Hayotze Min Aser Aser. Now, Rabosai, these above halachos will help us really, really understand something else that I remember as a kid I was always befuddled by. If you go on the airplane, of course, they're very makbid to have double wrappings. Everything has to be double wrapped. So a lot of times people ask me, I'll tell them, this came up, the chevra asked me, microwave, do I need to single wrap or double wrap? So people answer, the correct answer is the single wrap. So the question is why? Why is it that on the airplane you need double wrap? And why is it that in your microwave you need single wrap? The answer is that Baruch Hashem, your microwave wasn't used for treif. Okay, so let's cheshbon now. If we're talking about, what's the shaila in your microwave? The shaila in your microwave is that maybe there's some milchiks that's going to go, you want to do fleishiks and your microwave is milchiks, so if you wrap it, then in many instances it's going to be mutter. We're not talking about microwaves per se now, but just to use as to flesh out. So So what's going to happen? Let's say your microwave is milchik, so the zeya or something, however you're going to explain it, depending on whether you're a shechter or somebody else, that's going to go onto the lid. So there's going to be a nesinas tam into the lid. And then there's going to be from the lid, you're afraid that the moisture is going to go into the food. So that's already not barnat. So if the chshash in the microwave is concern of basar v'chalav, so then in such a case, then you have not barnat yisura. And then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. But you know what the concern is on the airplane? The concern on the airplane is that it's being heated up in an oven where there's also treif. So then you have not barnat di isura. So if you have not barnat di isura, there are instances where a single cover is not going to be enough. Hence, that's why we have double covers. So that answers the very, very famous question. This difference between not paranatisur, of when you need a double covering and when you need a single covering. You need a single covering when we're talking about removing not barnat, removing the chshasha basa b'chalav, and you remove it by creating a not barnat. Once you create a not barnat, that's going to be enough. In contrast, you're going to need a double covering because what's going to happen is that even though there is a nesinas tam of iser into the lid, and it's not going to go directly into the food, but the next nesinas tam is going to be into the food. That next nesinas tam is a not barnat di yisura. But if you have a double covering, so then in such a case, and that gets back to your point, we don't go that far of being choshesh for the two different levels, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it's mutter. So that explains that din. Okay.
Would that be another way to use guy's microwave or oven by double wrapping?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct.
So if it's sealed tight, or just like a paper towel?
Right. The kashrus organizations are machmir for making it as airtight as possible. But it would seem to me that if the chshash is only nesinas tam and it's covered on all sides, then that there's no need for it to be airtight, right? In a chanami. Could very well be that's just the easiest. Yeah, they might be there. They might also be.
Isn't it so that people won't mess with it?
Correct. That's the other chshash is basar shina salmanai as well. That's the other, and hence the seals. Okay. The shach raises an interesting problem on our Rama. The Rama said, going back. So let's see. Have we done everything that's critical in the Rama? Yeah. The Rama has a line that's not relevant to us yet, where the Rama concludes. So the Rama's hagdara is, if it has a little bit of spice, it's not davar charif. He says, but it needs to be kulo davar charif. That's very, very vague. You could misunderstand this Rama and then be matter almost everything and say it's not a davar charif and say it's not kulo davar charif. But that's probably not what the Rama means. Okay, the Rama by us did say, avalitnan bikli shalahem, mutter lechatchila, that if you take food that was heated up in the fleishik dikka pot, let's talk about soup now, let's not talk about fish. You have parva soup that was cooked up in a fleishik dikka pot, so then you're allowed to pour it into a milchik dikka dish. So the shach points out that that's a little difficult. Wait a second. What are we allowing? We're allowing irui from a fleishik dikka pot and parva contents onto a milchik dikka food. So that takes us to a Rama that we already did, because we did Irur. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we did the Rama in Sadi He Gimel. There the Rama said, Vim Irui Mikli Rishon Shel Basar Al Kli Chalav Dino Kikli Rishon. So that was a big, big hack, exactly how that works, and that took us to Ramesha and sinks and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that the halacha is that you're not allowed to pour from a kli rishon of basar onto a kli chalav. So how in the world are we going to say that this is a separate nosein tam? That's the shach's kasha in sif katan hay. So let's take a look at the shach. El shekasha darei kasa b'sif gimel dim irim kli rishon shel basar al kli chalav dino kli rishon v'oser imay ben yomo v'tzarech lom. I'm skipping a couple lines in the shach. Dekan lo mari el demutar litanon below irui. So the shach says that the best pshat must be that litain means without irui. In other words, it has to be that you, in the case of the soup, that you scooped it out with a ladle. But irui, okay, that gets involved with our discussion of ladles as well. But Yeah, scooping out with a ladle in this case would probably be okay. So then in such a case, says the shach, then that's not going to be called irui. Umikal makom le'inyan dina tzarech iyun. But says the shach, but lahalacha, it's interesting that whether we're be so machmir. Why? Kima daharbe posim ha'mecham b'chol matir nafil b'nis bashlu. So the shach does a classic, at the shach starting out, pulls out the classic psak move. And that is that since many poskim, including the Mechaber, says that the halacha is that not by nispashal is mutter. V'arav ba'agog gufei matir b'dievet, and the Rama himself is matir b'dievet, imkei niradim irim iklurishon shel basar kli shachal d'shari d'havi d'yevet. So he says, really it should be mutter because anyhow it's not barnat according to the Mechaber, and he thinks that that would be the reason that you could be makel. So the question is, whether the Rama, when he said litnan, was talking even with irui. So Shach says, it could be it's a tziruf. He first starts out saying, enachanami, that you can't pour directly. And then he says, no, you could be mitzaref tashita samichaber in regards to halacha of bishul. What I didn't notice the first time I taught this was that ultimately the Shach does not hold this way. The Shach says, at the end of the day, last two lines, he brings up another kasha that I'm skipping. But then he concludes, Al Kimidumali, Shalona Gulahakal Bekai Gavna. He says that it appears to me that we're not makel. Omnam behefsim ruba oesatzorach yeshlis mochalav. But he says, Leesatzorach, the halacha is that one could be makel. So what comes out according to the Shach is the bottom line is as follows, that when it comes to the parva soup, you should not pour the parva soup directly into a milchaka receptacle, because that is going to be a problem of Irui. Yes. But he's Makel Behasim Meruba.
There he's quoting the Tereskatas. I wasn't sure if he's saying that himself. I thought he was just building his case.
Maybe that's why I thought that way.
He was just saying, like, even the Ramal here is simply Makhmer, Tereskatas is
right.
Makel in certain circumstances. I thought that's how he's building his case. And then he said, then he concluded by quoting the Master of the Yomim. He says, Klum, even being Makhmer is Enolim in Matmian.
Right. So I think I saw. I think I saw that the Badei HaShulchan understood that the Shach is Machmir. And I assume that that's why he that's where I saw it. In the Chachmas Sadam himself. Take a look at the Chachmas. I think it was in the Chachmas Sadam. Maybe it wasn't. Either Badei HaShulchan or the Chachmas Sadam was one of those two. I thought that there was some who present the Shach as saying that it's going to be Aser. No, I don't see it right now in the Shach. Tov. You think Natan that it wasn't his own Shita?
How's
the Be'er Heitev say it? It's not clear how he's presenting the Shach. Okay. I did see someone this time around that claimed that the Shach is Machmir. Okay, I'll try to find that. Either way, whether it's the Shach who concluded that way, Natan is right that it's the Toras Chatas that says that the minig is to be Machmir, except in the case of Hefsim Meruba, and there are definitely poskim that bring it down this way. Beautiful. Okay. So let's review. Let's review all of these halachas and make them all lemaisa, 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 because this comes up all the time. So let's rip through Rav Pfeiffer's summary. You guys don't need the first sif, the second sif, the third sif. Let's start with. B'simen zen nido ma'ya dinim bishlo b'sir b'sari yirakot oshar dover parva. If you cooked in a fleishik tikapat parva things, could you eat them with milchiks? Dalit. He says, Rov Rishonim Matim Lechol Dover Parvish and Spashal Siv Chalavi Afil Ben Yomo in Basar, the Chain Lehepech. But Tamlazet, the Afshe Kli Chalavi Ben Yomo on Machshim as Atam Blubok Yachol Mamish, from Yivashal Basar, Yasar Basar. So Mishum Shatamikli Hu Chazak. Aval dover parvish in special basir chalavi kimin shal kibal tam yishirus min achalav el meakli v'hu rachok shtei dargos. If it's 2 degrees of separation, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Ach Rabbeinu Agadol Rashi machmir b'zeh. So the Rivan quotes Rashi as being machmir, that bishul were machmir, and that's the psak of the Rama. La'alochanu poskim de'lechatchilan chashin l'shitas Rashi. So merits she davar parvish in special kli chalavi. You lo nechal in basar b'yachas. The bottom line is you shouldn't eat it with basar together. Avol b'di'evet in b'tos kvar nisarbev ima basar anu somchin al ashar rishonim umatirim la'achlam yachtav. So if they're cooked, the halacha is that we will be makel. He brings down in the footnotes the question tzli. He quotes that there are. Interestingly, he says as follows. He says, B'chochmas adam kasal alacha lo chashin lo das hamarshal, that means to be makel. V'chein yir das har chashulchan u'bekaf ha'chaim kasav shamachmir atzmo locho shulshitas hamarshal b'makam ein efsim ruba tavol ha'bracha avol ein lahachmir la'acherim. So that's an interesting collector's item, that the kaf ha'chaim says that you should be machmir for your, you can be machmir for yourself, machmir tavol ha'bracha, but for others, you should not. Okay. Then he says in Zayin, "Va'av shemachmirin lechatchil lo lechol parvish in special basir chalavi in basar zedafka lo laachlo betzalachas achas in basar." This that we're machmir is only to eat it together with meat. Avol laachlo barucha besarit, but to eat it in a fleshik tikka meal bein lefnei basar bein achar basar mutter. Where's that from? The Rama that we mentioned in Simin Peites. Okay, so that's straightforward. Ches. And pariv that's cooked in milchiks. I think if you would ask most housewives, they would think that this is aser. And that is, bottom line is that if you have hot food that was cooked in a milchik dikka pot, you're allowed to put it on a fleshik dikka dish even when it's hot. Shekefisha bi'arnu lo osrum lechatchila el arbev in basar mamish. You see how he summarizes these things so clearly. He says, be careful not to pour irui. In other words, he's choshesh for the shita of the shach. Oh, it was the chachmas adam. He says, chachmas adam, klal memches sif aleph. Let's see quickly. I'm going back to Natan's oratomy. And he says, Umikal Makum, the last 5 lines in Natan in Sifkat and Alpha, the Chachmas Adam, Mikal Makum Tzarech Lizar Shalo Yitna Bederech Irui, L'Oros Mikli Shachal L'Basar Kidil L'Kaman, Simin Yugimel. Mikal Makum L'Kavit Shabbos Kiyotzeba Amein Lo Kli Acher, da 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 da. So I just assumed that the Chachmas Adam was following B'Ikfei HaShach. That was my assumption. And in the footnotes also, Rav Pfeiffer seems to put the two together. What's that?
The Shach also said that with
Chafila
you could reach
it in.
This is if you did it, but the other
of your
time.
He says, "Umekom makom l'kvod shavs giotzi ba'melo klecher yishos chametirim." Does the Kli Amato b'shasat chak gonal derech mutal. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Well, the Shach was forced to say that the Rama thinks that it's only going to be mutter when you did it shelo al deyur. But if you did it al deyur, it's going to be also going to be the other. The Shach was just arguing with that. He was saying the Shach thought that
right. Right. So, and then when he says, "Amnam behevsim meruba olei satzarach yesh lismochalav," right. So you're pointing out the question is what's nagul lahakel talking about when he says shalom nagul lahakel? That lo nagul lahakel means lechatchil, to do it lechatchila. Okay. All right. Good. Tess. Rav Pfeiffer continues with kol mashak asavnu. So if it's no sin tam lefkam, the halacha is mutter. Al kopanim im kara shekvar nispashel mutter lechatchila. So you can't do it lechatchila, but b'di'eved, if it was cooked in a pot that was ena ben yomo, so then the halacha is that you're allowed to eat it with chalav. U'bazek kal she'ena ben yomo klishu ben yomo, and he spells out what the difference between ben yomo and eino ben yomo is. And here he adds something a little bit more, which is important. The bekli ben yoma afilim kvar bishel bo aparva asal arva lechatchilim basar. If you're talking about kli ben yomo, if it's already been cooked with the parv, so then it's asal lechatchila. V'rak b'di even mirvo mutter. Ubekli she'en ben yomo in kvar nispashel mutter lechatchila arvo in basar b'mikra hatzorech. In a case of a tzorech, in a case of a tzorech, it's going to be mutter. So what exactly is a case of a tzorech? So if you take a look at footnote number 6, ubemikra tzorech hakavana shim lebashel yesh lo tapuche adama shenispashel bikli basar. If you have a potato that was cooked in a fleshik dikapat, v'tapuach adama shenispashel bikli chalavi she'ena ben yomo, im ein lo klal, nafgamina eza tapuche adama yachlam basar, vade lechatchi yikach elu shenispashel bikli habisari. Here's the punchline. Aval, im ein lo tapuach adama mevushalim. If you don't have any other potatoes, ela elu shenispashel b'kli achalavishen bonyomo, ein tzarech letroach klal levashel acherim. So here, Rav Feifer extends the heter of ein bonyomo. He says ein bonyomo. When we saw the Chachmas Adam was that you don't have another pot to make a challah. And he said, what was the case of the Chachmas Adam? You only had a fleshik tikka pot to heat up water that you're going to use for challah, and that challah was going to be eaten with milchiks. So that was a case of Bidi Eved. That was the Chachmas Adam's case. Rav Feifer extends it. Rav Feifer says, if you want to have potatoes with your fleshiks, and the only potatoes you have that are already cooked are potatoes that were cooked in an Eino Ben Yomo milchik pot, that also is going to be considered a case of Bidyeved and Mutter. You need to have shoulders to say this. I wouldn't necessarily have said that. It could very well be, though, that you could bring a raya from the Chachmas Adam's case from the coffee, that he's just applying. Rav Feifer, what he's doing is he's extending the Chachmas Adam's case of the coffee. Okay, so these are the summaries of the halacha of Nat Bar Nat. Finally, Rabosai, let's apply it to Hilchos OU. Let's apply it. So there are instances over here. This is a quick article that was written by Rabbi Gerstin, Rabbi Eli Gerstin. There are parts of this article that we haven't gotten to yet, and I'm going to focus on the parts that we have gotten to, but feel free on your own to already start applying it to Hilchos Tarus that we haven't gotten to. In the second paragraph, he says the following. One can make a similar argument with regard to Nat Bar Nat, Kalim. According to Ramah, Nat Bar Nat al Yidei Bishul, even if it was done accidentally, may not be eaten with meat. However, if the food was not cooked, but rather hot part of food was just placed on a cold dairy surface, then this food may be served with meat. Still, Shach and Taz write that even this may not be done with the intent of eating the food with meat. Doing so would be a violation of Eim Avatlan Isla Chatchila. So first of all, Rabbi Gerstin does a nice move over here. His nice move is as follows. He's explaining that the reason why the Shach and the Taz say that you're not allowed to lechatchila cook the fish in a fleshik tekapat to eat with milchiks is because of Eim Avatlanis lechatchila. So we saw that in the Prima Gadim. The Shach and the Taz didn't say that first. That's why I wrote it in hand over here. It's interesting pshat because we never got a pshat. So basically what Rav Gerstin is doing is he's saying that the pshat in the Shach and Taz is based on the Prima Gadim. Okay. Now here is where it gets interesting lemaisa. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger that we'll do one day, Mirtz Hashem, not too far in the future. Rabbi Kiva Eger Yardik, that is Tzadi Tes, quotes Rivash that regarding an item that is intended for sale, we view the bittul as being done on behalf of the buyer. This is very important. So if a Jewish company intentionally adds milk to a product, it was though as it was done with the consent of the buyer. So Rabosa, here goes. When you have something that was cooked by, give me an example of OUD. What's something that's OUD?
Oreos.
Oreos. So you have Oreo cookies. So when Oreos makes those cookies and they're in, wait. I meant to say OUDE. They dairy equipment. That's D. Thank you. Okay. So you have Oreos that's cooked with dairy equipment. So you could look at it two ways. You could say that they were mevatel the chalav. Of course, to spell out the obvious, dairy equipment means that there isn't a lot of milk that's going in. The milk is going to be bottle into the cookies. It's not negligible. It is negligible. But nevertheless, they put on DE. Why? L'churi, you should say, not barnat, dahainu. You should be able to eat your Oreo cookies with meat. So, who did the bittel over here? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when they do the bittel, they're doing the bittel for you, as if you did the bittel. So that's what's behind OU dairy equipment. Skip a couple of lines, and it says it is for this reason that the OU will require. Towards the bottom of the second page, it is for this reason that the OU will require a product to be labeled OUD, no matter where it was made or how small the amount of dairy which is added. Additionally, any product made on dairy equipment, although it contains no dairy, must be labeled OUD, since Rambam holds that may not be served with meat. He's assuming that the problem of Eimavatlanis or Chatchila, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there would be a problem. You could explain it differently. If you hold a Taz and Shach, hold that's a different problem, then you don't even need Rabbi Kiva Eger to assert. But he's using that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying it's assert. So that's the bottom line. So really the problem of dairy equipment is the problem of not, is the problem of not Barnat. Yes?
According to for starting, let's say, for Abadia, we said you're allowed to cook with Oreos with Barnat. Like, you're allowed to cook, and then you would be able to eat Oreos with meat or whatever.
Right, that's a fascinating question. I think someone told me that the OU stopped writing dairy equipment, that they only write dairy?
Yeah, OUD. Yeah.
Right. So that makes it difficult for Sfaradim. In other words, for Sfaradim, if they had OU dairy equipment, if they still had the dairy equipment, so then be able to use it.
You're able to email the OU and ask if it's dairy.
Okay, there you go.
Most popular question.
Oh, really, is it?
About the Oreos.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. So
Starbucks coffee.
Awesome. Okay. So it should be a bonus for like a shidduch resume that if you marry me you'll be able to be mekel on dairy equipment.
That's if you like eat it with who eats Oreos with me, really.
I don't know.
Let us know how it is.
Okay. Good. All right. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we're done with the classic parts of Nat Barnat. Imirtz Hashem Siv Gimel. We're going to do Yorach HaLevis, and then what we're going to do is Tzadi Dalet on Monday. Tzadi Dalet is complicated. Imirtz Hashem will get to those complicated cases of the Kaf on Tzadi Dalet Hey and Vav. And that's going to be a confluence of Nat Barnat and Eina Ben Yoma with mixing of a spoon. And then we'll be ready to start Davar Charif, B'siyata D'Shmaya. After Davar Charif, we'll have a few more fun assorted halachos, and then we'll be ready to chazer the second half of Basar B'Chalav and have Bechina. I think that's how we'll do it. We'll have a second Bechina Basar B'Chalav, then Glinadu, you'll get back here first. And then we'll do Taruvas. As Taruvas, we're going to do a little bit more jumping around than we did. The beginning of Taruvas we'll go straight to Siyata D'Shmaya, and then we'll jump around a little bit. And here's Hashem. I think what we'll try to do is before Pesach try to start Hagolas Kelim, which will be a lot of fun because Hilchos Hagolas Kelim are really in Hilchos Pesach, so we'll prepare for Pesach that way. And here's Hashem, we'll be able to do that with the Iber Yark.